And the way things are now, we definitely like to get into the Spirit. Hallelujah. I thank God for this opportunity to come before you. And I'd like to take this time to thank God, because it's not easy nowadays dealing with a lot of things that's going on. But I thank God that he saw fit to save a little old me. Amen. Sometimes we got to just get on our knees and say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God, just for allowing me to see another day on your earth. Hallelujah. Thank you. And I'd like to thank God. I see some people out there I haven't seen in a while. My mother and my brother, Mother Brown and Reverend White, good to see you. I see my sister, Katina. I appreciate you. My brother, Jaime, I love you. Thank you for coming, and all the rest of you guys. And I want to give a shout out to Phyllis. I went through some technical difficulties out, and when I was setting up the Bible study, which we had an excellent time. Thank you guys for inviting me for your Bible study as well. She was out in Chicago, you know, and she helped me out, and I thank you. It's not easy dealing with humans, but when you have a good spirit and somebody is there for you, it's a blessing. Amen. Amen. Now, let me pray and then we get into the word. But those that are old school, I would love for you guys to show me your Bibles. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Now, that's flavor right there. I like that, because we're going to use it today. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. I thank you for this opportunity to come before you. God, as Matthew, your servant, decrease and you increase, Holy Spirit, allow me to say something that's in your word that you want to penetrate the hearts of your people. You created us for your glory to tell your story. Now, Father God, allow us to come together as one. We are in the church of God. He's the cornerstone. Father God, let us concentrate. I rebuke the enemy right now. Allow us to have church where our minds and our bodies and our souls are focused on you, Jesus. Not on our problems, not on our kids, not on the economy, but on you. Because you are the great provider. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I titled this message because I see a lot of messages and pastors, and they're doing an excellent job. But I titled this message today, Why Should I or We Read or Study the Bible? I'm glad you asked, because I'm ready to get into it. Amen. Pray for me so I can give you the word that God gave for me to give to you. In Hosea 4:6, it states as well, if you could pull that up, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge because they has rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. My God, my God. When we read this, and we all hear this a lot, you may be seated. Thank you. We hear this a lot, and I'm going to give you some reasons why we should read the Manual for Life. If God is the creator and he gave us a book, shouldn't we get in it and read it? Hallelujah. Here are some questions. We are told that we're supposed to read our Bibles, but why should we? What makes the Bible so important? Can it really do anything for us? When we were in the world and when we first started off, it's boring. I fall asleep. I don't get it. This is what the enemy puts in our mind for us to stay away from what God has for us. But when you are connected to God, you'll keep on keeping on. Hallelujah. Here are several reasons why we should read our Bible. And it's more than because I told you so. We heard it when we were kids. Read the Bible. Live the Bible. Oh my God, live the Bible. Very interesting. Here you go. Because of this spiritual level on which the Word of God operates, we don't have to understand it all for it to have it to be effectively. Working in our lives, many people get discouraged because they feel they don't get much when they read the Bible on their own. So they give up. We must work to understand the Bible the best way we can and read it thoughtfully and carefully. But it benefits us spiritually even when we don't understand it all intellectually. It makes us wiser. I'm getting ready to get into it now. The Bible isn't just there to read. It's a book full of all kind of advice. From relationships to money to how to get along with your parents, all of this is in there. When we become wiser, we make better decisions. And with good decisions come many other things. So if I'm supposed to read the Bible to become wiser and to live as Christ allowed me to do, or as I'm supposed to do, then why aren't I reading it much more? See, I'm not talking to the world. I'm talking to Christians that are godly people. God allowed us to have the manual of life so we can live the life that God designed. Why are we struggling with a lot of things? If you go to a company and they give you a manual, do you follow that manual? But in you, in order, well, he might be gifted from God. When you get a musician that knows how to follow certain notes, then he becomes talented. If I want to be talented in Christ, why aren't I reading the Bible? Ecclesiastes 1:9. And while mankind as a whole continues to seek love and satisfaction in all the wrong places, God, our God and gracious creator, tells us that what will bring us lasting joy. His revealed word, the Bible, is so important that Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4. In other words, if we want to live life to the fullness as God intended, we must listen and heed to the written word. How can I say that I'm a Christian when I don't even know how to conduct myself as a Christian? How can I walk in the word of God when I don't even read the word of God? How can I say I'm a Christian when I don't even touch this, when I don't even understand what it is to be a Christian? How can I walk in the alignment of God when I don't even have the information to be able to do that? We need to get a driver's license. We need to get all of this in order for us to live in America. They give us certain things, but as Christians, what do we have as the balance for the world that we live in? I do recall in my word, it says, put on the whole armor of God so you can withstand the darts of what? So if the devil is present, how do I fight him without knowing the word? Saints, this is not Servant Matt talking. The Holy Spirit is letting us know we need to read the word because it's getting ready to get worse. If I had on the armor and I had Jesus in my life, I won't be angry. I won't be frustrated because what God tells us in his word, he tells us it helps us overcome sin and temptation. We all face temptation to sin every day, often several times a day. It's part of the world we live in. When we read our Bibles, we get advice on how to approach situations and overcome the temptations we face. When we understand what we're supposed to do rather than guessing and hoping we get it right, the Holy Spirit will guide us. See, when you have the Holy Spirit, which is found in the scriptures, you will know how to deal with the enemy. The enemy is attacking us right now. The enemy wants us to go left when we should go right. The enemy don't want me on my knees. The enemy don't want me to see God. See, I need to see God because it's hard to live in a world where the enemy is constantly attacking me. But if I plead the blood of Jesus, if I plead God, you said, I have not because I ask not. God, my mind is going crazy. My kids are driving me nuts, but I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. God, take over my life. We have not because we ask not. And in the Bible, it tells you how to seek God's wisdom. I know this is not an easy journey, but if my father suffered, what makes you think I'm not going to suffer? But God gives us a way out. It can change your life. The Bible is a self-changing book. Hallelujah. So many people go to self-help sessions of the bookstore or on Google to look for a magic solution to their problems. However, most of the answers to life's problems sits right here in the chapter of the Bible. It gives us insight. It helps us grow. It explains our depression. It explains our behavior. The Bible can make a huge difference in your life. Why am I angry? Why don't I like my brother? Why do I argue with my sister? Why do I talk back to my mom? Oh, that's a different generation. Hallelujah. Why do I tell my mom what to do in her own house? My God. Mothers and fathers, God said, for me and my house, what are we going to do? We're going to do what? So if I'm serving the Lord, how am I letting this child tell me what to do? We need to pray to God. And the way we pray is ask God to give us the insight of where to go, because everything you know about life is in the Word of God. But if I'm not reading the Word and I'm not dissecting on the Word and I'm not chewing on the Word, how can I have the Word? You in your house arguing with somebody else. That's like a stranger coming in your house and telling you to get up out of your bed. The Word of God gives you something that you need to deal with in this real world. Hallelujah. In Psalms 119 and 28, my soul melts from heaviness. Strengthen me according to your word. Reading your Bible gives you strength and peace. We all, hallelujah, Holy Spirit, we all live lives, and we all live such busy lives. Sometimes it feels chaotic and noisy. Reading the Bible can help us sort through all the craziness to see what is important. It can bring about peace in our lives rather than allowing us to wallow in confusion. I work all day. I make money, but I can't keep it, God. I do this and I do that. Why am I so stressed out? Have you done something lately? Have you allowed yourself to seek God for direction? Have you asked God? God said, we have not because we ask not. God, I'm about to get in a situation that I know right now, my son and my daughter, and we having problems. But God, can you take over? God, can you lead me and guide me where I need to go? God, can you give me the discernment? Ooh, that's a word. Discernment how to deal with this. God, the last time I conversed with her, the last time I got in her face or tried to tell her something, she rejected me. Father God, I'm not perfect. You are. If you're perfect and I'm looking for who you are, God, seek. God, how do I seek your will? How do I seek your spirit? A lot of us don't know how to talk to one another. But the word of God will give you peace. The Bible gives you direction. Sometimes our lives can be feel like a little, like we're just wandering uselessly. Even teens can still sometimes feel they lack direction. When we read our Bibles, we can clearly see that God has a purpose for us at every state of our lives. His word can give us direction, even if we only need that direction and purpose for a short time. Start off with reading a scripture a day. It's like when you go through school, you K through 12, let me go and read one scripture, then let me graduate to another scripture. We try to take on too much when it comes to God. All you need to do is say, God, allow me to read 10 minutes. And God, give me comprehension. I was never an avid reader. But when I start studying God's word, and I'm getting ready to teach y'all something too, God has in his word, if you notice my father, my papa repeat things, he take you from this scripture over here and take you to another scripture over here, because your comprehension and your comprehension might be different. But our Father puts things in the Bible. And if anyone has a study Bible and you look, matter of fact, thank you, Jesus, for this wonderful Bible. I know you don't allow nobody to touch it, Deacon Johnson and Deacon Lawson, but I'm going to touch it. And I'm going to say, oh, the Holy Spirit, come into me. In a Bible, hallelujah. Do you mind if I pick it up? Thank you for that answer. When you study the Bible, it gives you answers. When I'm reading this scripture, I don't know if many of y'all know, because I had to be educated. But here's the thing of the scriptures. When you're dissecting it, why don't you go a little bit to the right? It'll give you another scripture so you can be able to read that scripture where your mind might not get the first scripture, but God and his Spirit will give you the second scripture by reading it. Sometimes, thank you, Jesus, we want to hear from God when we keep our distance from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, it's amazing that we want a lot of things, as I stated about relationships. But here in Joshua 1:8, it says, the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you should meditate it on it day and night, and you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. Hallelujah. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. So if I want my way to be prosperous, shouldn't I read the word that gives me the answers on which way to go? Hallelujah. A lot of times we do it our way. I'm guilty. I say, God, I need your help. Soon as I get in that situation, I do it my way. And then I get what I deserve. Then I get mad at God. Why are we blaming God for the decisions we made? Why are we putting ourselves in situations that we know what the outcome's going to be? My God, we need to stop playing with God. We need to read his God. Oh, my God. You say you have a degree in whatever it is. Did you not go through the process of reading the manual and doing the things? Wow, why is it when it comes to Christ and God, we do it our way? All of us should have been masters in Jesus. We're learning the word. But we take detours. We allow our kids to be our gods. We allow our jobs to be our gods. We allow our marriage or whatever it is. But look at what's happening now. God is tired of that. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. It builds your relationship with God. There are a few really important things in our lives, and our relationship with God is one of them. Reading our Bibles gives us insight into God. We must pray on scripture verses. We can talk to God about things we're reading. We can grow in an understanding of God as we read and grasp his word. Do you know that the Bible is the number one bestseller in the world? It sold, it was written 1,600 years ago, over 60 generations. It sold over 5 to 6 billion copies. I don't get into religion, and I don't talk about any other religion because it's not my business. But the Book of Quran, 800 million. The Book of Mormon, 120 million. So what I'm saying is, when you read the word of God, you will hear from God. Hallelujah. And that's the thing that we have to understand. If it's the bestseller, why don't you try to read it? If it's the bestseller, why don't you get into it? You want something. If Michael Jordan was over here, you'd try to get his autograph. He was the best basketball player. Well, I'm in California. Some of y'all might say Kobe, but I'm not even going to go there. Here's the bottom line. If it's the number one seller, why don't you try to read it? Why don't you try to get involved in it? Because it'll do something that you can't do for yourself. It'll turn your life around. It'll change your environment. It'll make you a better person where you want to curse. It'll make you say, I love you. Hallelujah. Not only that, we can understand Jesus a little more. When we read through the New Testament, we get to read about Jesus' life. We can understand better his choices and his true sacrifice of his death on the cross. He becomes far more real to us when we get into the history and the story of the Bible. Hallelujah. I like that because if I want to get to know somebody, I was telling this gentleman that I brought to church, in order to get to know somebody, you've got to spend some time with them. How can I say I have a relationship with you? Oh, well, this generation, they date on the internet. I don't know what that's all about, but it's okay. Because they got puppy love. If you want real love, spend some time. If we want real love with Jesus, we need to read his word. We need to get in his word, and we need to immerse ourselves in Jesus. Because you don't need somebody. Why is it that we tell people we Christians? We give Christians a bad name because we act like the world. You don't need to tell somebody what you are. All you have to do is demonstrate it. And that's what the Bible would do. It would tell you how to act. It would tell you how to carry yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Thank you, Jesus. It brings you back to faith rather than religion. I like this. Listen to what I said. It brings you back to faith rather than religion. See, we can get very caught up in our religion. We can go through all the motions that religion dictate, but it means nothing without faith. When we read our Bible, we open ourselves up to remembering our faith. We read stories of others who had demonstrated real faith. And sometimes we also reminded of what happens when we lose our faith. Yet the word of God reminds us that he is our focus. I didn't say anything about religion. I said a relationship with God. Hallelujah. We need to read that. See, reading the Bible brings us a new perspective. Hallelujah. When things don't seem right or things are getting a bit stale, the Bible can bring a new perspective into the mix. Sometimes we think we should be one way or another, but the Bible may remind us that there are other ways to think of things happening in our lives. It provides us at times a fresh new perspective. And we need that. Hallelujah, especially us. Our church folks, who we say we ain't got nothing to wear, but then we want to go out and buy something. And then we get a new perspective. We walk around like we are that in a bag of chips. But yet, if we have an issue in our lives, do we go to the Bible to resolve it? Sometimes we need to stop arguing and fighting and say, no, let me put this down. Let me get into the word of God because something is out of balance. This place and space is not of God. I need to stop. I need to get on my knees because we're arguing and we love each other. We about to kill each other. You want to file for divorce? I want to get out of here. But yet we need to go to the word for a different perspective. When was the last time you say, stop it? Honey, come on, let's go read the Bible. We let the enemy get in us. When was the last time we said, God, take your way in my life. God, control my spirit. I'm out of balance. I need to rebuke me because I don't like me. Because if I like me, why would I be depressed? If I cared for me, God, get your word in me where I can regurgitate it and be able to live on it. I'm a hypocrite. I'm a play actor. I say I'm your child, but I'm not acting that way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All scriptures are given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Hallelujah. Why should I read the Bible? Why should I study the Bible? Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We should read and study the Bible because it's God's word to us. The Bible is literally God-breathed. In other words, it is God's very word to us that so many questions and philosopher has asked that God answered for us in the scripture. What is the purpose of life? Where did I come from? Is there life after death? How do I get to heaven? Why is the world full of evil? Why do I struggle to do good? In addition to these big questions, the Bible gives us more practical advice in such areas. What do I look for in a mate? How can I be successful in marriage? How can I be a good friend? How can I be a good parent? What is success and how do I achieve it? How can I change? What really matters in life? How can I live so that I don't look back with regret? How can I handle unfair circumstances and events in my life and live victorious? You know what I've noticed? We blame God for everything we do. We make decisions, we put ourselves in situations, but then we want to blame God. If you read the manual, it'll tell you what to do and what not to do. So you will be able to save the money that you have. So you'll be able to look your sister in the eye and say, I love you. Be able to say, brother, I forgive you. I don't know why I'm angry. Yeah, you did something when I was 7, 8 years old. Why am I holding on to it? Because I don't have Jesus. I do know what my word says. When I turn my life over, old things are passed away and you become new. If I'm new, why am I holding on to what daddy did, what mama did? Well, I know we all haven't had a great life, but yet when God comes in it, it becomes marvelous. It becomes excellent. I don't hold on to the past. I don't look at the world the way the world does. I sit there and say, I was giving my brother some advice and he asked me, I think it was in Bible study. He was like, how do I deal with something that has been hurting me and been driving me crazy? When you have problems with others, look at her and say, that's God's child. And if that's God's child and I'm God's child, why am I angry at you? The enemy wants me to fight with you. The enemy wants me to cuss you out and tell you how you look like this and that. But God said, no, seek my face and my will, and I'll change it around. So when I get in issues now, I don't look at it as you being my mother, you being my brother, you being my sister. I look at it, that's God's child. And I'm gonna tell you something that was in the Bible. When King David had a problem with King Saul, he wanted to kill him. He wanted to do everything, but he said, that's God's king. That's God's king. I can't touch him. I gotta let God deal with it. Because God said, vengeance is mine. You know what's amazing? When somebody hurts us, we want God to just strike them down dead. But then when we do something, have mercy on me. When you read God's Bible, it opens you up for a whole thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God is good, and we have to accept what he's doing in our lives. We should read the Bible because there's so much false teaching out there. The Bible gives us the measuring stick by which we can distinguish truth from error. It tells us what God is like. To have a wrong impression of God is to worship a false idol. We got a lot of false idols out here. We got a lot of antichrists. We don't read and study the Bible. Whatever's in your life that's not Jesus is anti. Your kids can be anti. Your car can be anti. Your job can be anti. Balance where you give your time to. If Christ is your world, then you should be in Bible study. You should be reading the Bible. You should be doing something more than 10 minutes a day. And this internet service ain't all that in a bag of chips. You're doing it while you're doing something else. When was the last time you got on your knees? When was the last time you got in your prayer room? When was the last time you asked God to get rid of the junk in me? When was the last time you rebuked yourself from the enemy? When was the last time you went in the word and say, God, hallelujah, oh my God, when was the last time you told yourself, Bible, Jesus, get up all in me? You can put perfume and cologne on. You can do all of this other stuff. But when was the last time? God, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. You did say in your word, like Jacob, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. Hallelujah. We are not in church to look at each other. We're in church because we're sick. And when you go in a hospital, you don't need an HMO. You need Jesus. And when you need Jesus, you ask him to get in you. God, I have problems. I need you. I'm in this room. I'm in this corridor. I'm in this jail because I need you. I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. We're playing church when we need to start living church. Right now, we got a lot going on. When some of you leave this building today, you're going to be attacked by the enemy. But God just gave you the reason. Any scripture you need, there's deacons and missionaries and hallelujah, and service in this church that should be able to provide you with scriptures to meditate on. Because we're struggling right now to stay connected. to that true God. See, God talks about loving one another. He said in his word, he said, how can you say you love me when you've never seen, but hate your brother you see every day? He said, make it right with your brothers and sisters before you come to my altar. Your money means nothing. Your money means nothing. You need to make it right with God's servant. You need to make it right with God's child. You got too many bitterness. You got too many pettiness in your heart. God wants you to change that. In order for this church to bring youth in, we got to be able to show the youth. I'm reading this book called Unchristian. They believe in God, but they don't believe in this church thing. Why, servant Matt? Because you say one thing and you do another. In order for this new beginnings to become a new beginning, we got to change some things. And we got to learn how to demonstrate it, not with this, but with, I'm glad to see you. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here. As Deacon Johnson was talking about his boys, they need to see something that's different. The world got all of that. I want to feel and see something different. I want to look at a mother and say, look at that spirit. I want to look at a father and say, he's so patient. I want to look at what God told me to be like. I got to be a role model. How can I be a role model when I want to roll on my own? I want to roll for Jesus. If I want to be like Jesus, then I got to do what Jesus guided me to. Oh, my God. Oh, I love this. This is something I love. This is better than any basketball game. This is better than any football game. Let's throw a touchdown for Jesus. Let's run for Jesus. Let's have a Heisman for Jesus. Let's do what Jesus has. And you can do it in your house. Hallelujah. What you laughing at? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to close this. Hallelujah. I got the right one, baby. And that's the word of God, because I can deal with you and I can deal with you and I can deal with you. And you definitely need to keep one when you're dealing with the freeways. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Woo. I know I'm crazy. Pray for me. Reading and studying the Bible helps us to see beyond the attractive bait and the painful book, the painful hook and sinful temptation, so that we can learn from others' mistakes rather than making them ourselves. Experience is a great teacher. But when it comes to learning from sin, it is a terrible, hard teacher. It is so much better to learn from others' mistakes that are so many Bible characters to learn from. Some who have served both positive and negative role models in their lives. For example, King David. He had faith to defeat Goliath. He learned from that. He had faith. But then on the flip side, he didn't make wise decisions when it came to Bathsheba. But there's a lot of things to learn from. He was great. He saw, and he said, well, wait a minute. It's like me fighting Mike Tyson. And I'm like, well, no, God told me this. I ain't worried about what you say. Man, you crazy. No, God is with me. A lot of it, we need to say God is with me. God was with him when he defeated Goliath. But then he chose to do it his way with Bathsheba. A few seconds of pleasure cost you a lifetime of pain. David cost himself building the temple. See, God is forgiving, but we got to pay the debt that we did. A lot of us, oh, I'm saved now. And you going to do your, oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible has a lot of examples for us. We just got to learn how to use them appropriately. I didn't say when we sleep, because all of us great while we're sleeping. But when we wake up, there's something there. Okay, the Bible, I'm closing. Hallelujah. I'm just getting started. Hallelujah. Can I go into overtime? Don't you answer that. The Bible is a book that is not merely for reading. It's a book for studying so that it can help be applied. Otherwise, it is like swallowing food without chewing and then spitting it back up out again. No nutritional value is gained by it. The Bible is God's word as such. It is binding as the laws of nature. We can ignore it, but we do so at our own detriment, just as if we ignored the law of gravity. It cannot be emphasized strongly enough just how important the Bible is in our lives. Studying the Bible can be compared to mining for gold. If we make a little effort merely sifting through the pebbles in a stream, we only find a little dust. But the more we make an effort and dig into it, the more reward we will get. Hallelujah. Think about that. If I know the more I read the Bible, the better I am. Why am I not reading the Bible? If you go to a job and they tell you you do this and you work overtime and then you get more money, you'll kill yourself doing that. But you know what? We tried all that. We got all the stuff we want and then some. And then some of us got stuff in the, me too. Some of us got stuff in the closet we don't even wear. And then we go to look at it and the moths just ate it all up. But if I read God's word, the moths won't get me. The word will get in me and I'll be able to look at you and say, I love you. And I'll be able to have a spirit that when I'm walking around, somebody say, there's something different about him. Everybody's angry. Everybody's angry. You get on a phone, you patronize, you call a company and they talk to you like, why are you calling me? I thank God for Jesus because, you know, my mind want to say something I shouldn't be saying. But anyway, ending and closing in this. When he said in Hosea 4 and 6, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge because they have rejected my knowledge. I will also reject you from being priests for me because you have forgotten the law of God. And I also will forget your children. I don't know about the young generation, but the generation that God, all generations are connected to God. But I do remember when Caleb and Joshua were the only two that made it. God told them what he was going to do. God is telling us if we don't read his word and study his word, when he rejects us, do not blame God. He's given us warning before destruction. The Bible is here for us to read. If you don't understand it, ask someone. Why should I read and study the Bible? Because it's best for me. It will help me deal with you. It would help me live a life when I don't worry about depression and frustration. It helps me to love you better. It helps me to understand you better because you are a child of God's. Why am I arguing and fussing with you? Why am I cussing at you? Because I don't love myself. God's word will teach you to love you. Then you can love me. Let's stand up. Give God a hand clap of praise.